Good morning. My guest this morning is Julianne Breton from the Spreckels Theater Company. Good morning, Julianne.
Good morning.
Well, looking at this, it seems to me that you're not in a play. You're in a very, very big movie out of Hollywood. This is a version, I suppose you would say, of Disney's The Little Mermaid. Talk about this production.
Well, it's a very special production because it's, of course, based on the Disney film from 1989, and it has all of the original songs that everyone's expecting to hear. And it was such a beautiful film, and we've taken a lot of inspiration from that, but it also has a lot of new things that aren't in the movie. So brand new songs that are really fun, and of course—
Written by your music director, is that?
No, written by Alan Menken, who wrote the original songs for the movie.
All right.
It's a different lyricist because Howard Ashman passed away, so it's the same composer, but different lyricists for the new songs.
Got it. And you are the Little Mermaid.
I am.
Amazing.
It is amazing. So it's really special, too, because when you try to create an underwater world on a live stage, you have to get pretty creative. So Gene Abravaya and the artistic team have really come up with some neat special effects to make the audience feel like you're in an underwater world, which is,
I understand it's quite a large cast, too.
It is, yes. There's 31 of us.
Whoa, amazing.
Yeah.
When does this play? Let me see. This plays
April.
On the 25th, so close to opening night. So how long have you been in rehearsal?
We've been in rehearsals for about 3.5 weeks.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a sizable rehearsal period.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about the part and about what you're doing with it?
Well, playing Ariel is pretty much a childhood dream. So I saw the movie in 1989 when I was a child and was absolutely mesmerized by the entire thing and spent most of my childhood telling my parents I was the Little Mermaid. So it's pretty special for me personally. And the way I feel about the whole production is it's going to be very special. It's going to be beautiful and really fun to look at and funny, and it's going to be great.
Have you seen costumes yet?
I have. They're pretty amazing. You know, we have to be starfish and seahorses and kelp and lots of fun, creative, colorful.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this has got to be full of at least some sort of complicated special effect. So are you in the midst of the special effects?
Yes. I'm not supposed to reveal the special effects.
Okay. By all means.
But they're going to be very magical.
Uh-huh. Is everyone working together? Is it connecting the way a show that this big has to connect to really make it? Does everybody feel good about it?
I think so. It really is a big ensemble and really an ensemble piece. The whole cast is on the stage often and playing multiple roles and helping move scenery and going from being a kelp to a fish to a person to a fish. And it's a big piece and we're all working together.
Amazing. What are your plans when the show's over?
My plans when the show is over is to get some sleep. I'm a school teacher, so I'm excited to have the summer to kind of relax.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Ariel.
Thank you.
And let's tell people that this is, yes, indeed, Disney's The Little Mermaid. It's going to be at the Spreckels Performing Arts Center from April 29th to May 22nd. And times are a little bit different than what you usually expect. Performances for the production are at 7 p.m. and at 1 p.m. So an early matinee and then a fairly early evening performance, too. For information, telephone number is 8588-3400. That's the box office, and it's open noon to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.